Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
With crop prices down, what do farmers and landowners need to know about farmland leasing? Let's go in-depth with Steve Johnson with the ISU Extension Office. Well, Steve, we have a farmland leasing meeting coming up July 29th in Knoxville. What's that all about?
Well, Iowa State University Extension each year conducts nearly 70 farmland leasing meetings across the state of Iowa. And those tend to fall in that late July, August period. And again, it's an opportunity for both the landowners as well as the tenants get up to speed on what might be some issues and strategies regarding farmland leasing for 2017.
All right, well, what are some of the major issues this year?
Well, I think the big issue is farm finances. Even though it looks like we're going to have above average yields for most of Iowa and the Corn Belt, including South Central Iowa, a lot of farmers are not making money. We've seen a drop in cash rental rates for the third year in a row, 2014, 15, and 16. But that drop in crop prices, corn by nearly 50% and soybeans by nearly 40% since the 2012 highs, make these crop margins extremely tight. And I would anticipate there's going to be pressure on cash rent for 2017.
Well, now, I was talking to a banker that's in ag lending, maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, and she told me that here in Marion County, she still thinks, even though they're down, as you say, the cash rents are way too high and there's going to be some major consequences. Do you agree?
Well, I think there's risk on both sides. I think there's risk of tenant operators that aren't going to be able to make their cash flow work, are going to struggle to pay their operating notes this fall and winter and make their term note payments. But there's risk on the landlord side. If you rent to the wrong person and you don't collect your second half cash rent, or they can't come up with cash rent next March or April for the 2017 crop, like I say, I don't think it's just the landlords have to bite the bullet and take less cash rent. I think there's more risk in 2017 than we've probably seen in row crop agriculture in the last 10 years.
Why is that?
Well, it's the margin. Farmers have basically taken a 50% cut in their net farm income in the last 4 years, and now it's starting to play out. Farmers that cash rent a lot of ground likely are the ones that have the financial struggles. And again, if they don't have debt and they're self-financed, maybe it's not that big of an issue. But I would anticipate 5 to 10% of our farmers this year, 2016, didn't get traditional financing to put their crops in the ground. In other words, the bank, Farm Credit Services of America, didn't provide the financing as they normally do. That farmer had to go find a seed dealer, co-op elevator, fertilizer distributor, somebody else is helping finance their operation because they've likely maxed out their operating notes and their access to credit. So there's a farm financial issue that's playing out in the background of negotiating or renegotiating cash rents for 2017.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about farmland leasing with Steve Johnson with the ISU Extension Office.
Well, that situation that you just described sounds problematic at best.
Well, I don't think that it's all farms. And, you know, it's pretty easy, Bob, to say, well, all farms are going to be equally affected. No. We've got some tenant operators that are in great financial shape. They own a lot of their own land. Most of the land's paid for. They might not even be borrowing operating money. They're self-financed using their own savings accounts to put the crop in. And they don't even have to have cash in the fall and winter, but the majority of our farms do. So hopefully they did a good job, those tenant operators, of marketing both the old crop, the 15 crop, and marketing the 16 crop. So I think the farm financial concerns that we've been talking about at Iowa State University for the last 3 years are really going to play out this fall and winter for those that don't have the cash to pay down their existing debt and provide for family living expense. So again, as we've said before, storage and additional financing probably are not going to get you out of these problems. So I think getting to a farmland leasing meeting this summer, perhaps Knoxville on Friday the 29th, there's even a meeting the day before. If your listeners are near Oskaloosa, they can go on Thursday the 28th. But contact your county extension office, and I think this is a great year for both tenant operators as well as the landowners to be up to speed on some of the issues and strategies. We'll be talking about flexible cash leases, maybe trading lower cash rents for improving soil conservation, water quality issues. Let's create a win-win situation for farmland leasing in 2017.
You and your colleagues have worked out some different possible solutions that you can put on the table, and then the landowners and the farmers, the people paying the cash rent, can get together and, I guess, put their heads together and decide what's best for both of them?
I think that's what we do very well at Iowa State University Extension. We don't set the cash rent. We don't write the leases. We're basically the referees, just trying to help the landlords and the tenant operators come together to understand some of the do's and don't do's. But I think communication, conservation, water quality, soil health are the big issues that are playing out, along with this farm financial concern. Like I say, not all farmers are going to get financed for 2017. So if you're a landlord, you probably want to have a pretty good indication of the financial issues that your tenant operator faces. Again, don't just base it on what they drive and how their farm looks and what their crops look like, because there's more financial risk, both for the tenant operators as well as the landlords, because we've reduced net farm income by nearly 50%. In the last 3 years, and it's starting to show up in the lack of working capital and cash flow concerns that many of these farm operations have.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about farmland leasing with Steve Johnson with the ISU Extension Office.
Well, now it sounds like logically to me, if somebody can't get financed, they're out of the farming business. Is that notion too simplistic?
Yep, too simplistic.
Okay.
Nobody's leaving farming easily. So just because the bank says I'm not going to finance your operating note for 2017 doesn't mean that you're going to try to find other forms of credit, i.e., I'll get somebody else to finance the seed, the fertilizer, the crop protection. Maybe I'll put something on some credit cards. But the likelihood is that I think the landlord needs to be aware that that tenant's struggling. And I'm not just saying, well, just lower the cash rent. Again, most of the landlords are expecting to get 2.7 to 3.1% return on their assets, but it's going to be the landlord that doesn't get paid in 17, or the tenant ends up in bankruptcy and the landlord didn't file a landlord lien, and so they're basically in the back of the line of collecting their 2017 cash rent. And I'm not saying it's a large percent, it's a very small percent. But the implications for the landlord are probably more noticeable as we head into 2017 and basically the fourth year of extremely tight profit margins that row crop operations face.
Now, how long can we keep this up?
Well, I think a lot depends on the financial situation for the tenant operators. Again, if they are excellent producers, great marketers, I don't think the landlord will even notice because they've figured out a way to reduce their costs, produce large crops, do a good job of marketing the crop. But I think the marginal tenant operator that has not done a good job of producing, managing costs, and marketing the crop, I think they're going to really stand out this fall and winter because they won't be able to make their cash flow work. They're probably sitting on a lot of bushels this fall and winter that they still haven't marketed. And again, the seasonality would have said you should have been marketing those crops in the spring months, April, May, June, over the last 3 years to try to capture the higher crop price. Again, the answer to your question, how many years can these tenant operators keep going? I'm not sure, but the likelihood is they won't be able to store their way out or borrow their way out of farm financial concerns.
Are we looking there if some folks can't make it then towards some farm consolidation, bigger operations taking over more of our small family farms?
No doubt we're going to see consolidation in row crop agriculture, just like we've seen it in the seed industry, fertilizer industry, machinery and equipment industry. And we're probably going to put more stress on the medium-sized farms deriving family living expenses from that farming operation. So, yes, our farms will be bigger in the future. There'll be small farms that have very little debt and own their own farmland. But I think the stress coming this fall and winter will be, first of all, those that cash rent a lot of their ground and they're high-cost producers, and a lot of financial stress on our young farm operators that have probably not made these adjustments to the lower crop prices. And the likelihood is these costs have only dropped around 10% in the last 3 to 4 years, while corn and soybean prices have dropped around 40 to 50%.
Well, if land consolidation is inevitable, as you know, it seems, as you suggest, then the implications for Main Street are quite significant. There's some towns that are dead and they don't know it yet.
Yeah, and like I say, I think a lot of that depends on how these towns have tried to diversify. I was in Knoxville in 1983 to 1987, and you've seen tremendous diversification. Knoxville's not just dependent upon agriculture. They've got a lot of manufacturing, retail. I think the freight car track derives a whole nother stream of revenue that perhaps we didn't see 30 years ago. So, again, yeah, I think the towns that you see that are really struggling financially, I don't see that getting better. They've diversified away from just agriculture as their primary source of income. So, again, I don't think it's the 1980s. I don't think it's even close to the 1980s. But the crop margins, the working capital strength that we see in a lot of these farming operations, and it's both livestock, because we've seen a real setback in livestock prices over the last year. So the lenders are the ones that probably have a pulse of what's going on, but lots of financial stress. The stress doesn't go away just with overnight rains or timely rains in July. We produce large crops, but you also need to do a good job of marketing the crops, making sure that you're making money. Again, we call that the profit margins are extremely stressed for corn and soybeans and even livestock as we head into 2017.
Well, and again, that meeting is at 8:30, Friday, July 29th, at the Marion County Extension Office.
Yeah, and again, it's actually a 9 o'clock start, but 8:30. But let them know you're coming. Again, I think one of the frustrations is is we're planning on 20 and 40 show up. So call the Marion County Extension Office. Let them know that you're going to be there on Friday, July 29th. I'll be the presenter. I'll have a 100-page book with me. I'll have a handout. I'll facilitate a 3-hour discussion. And I think we can bring you up pretty much to speed, whether you're a land owner, whether you're a tenant operator, maybe you're a lender, a farm manager, if you've got some interest in farmland. And again, we're not focused on livestock. We're focused on farmland leasing. And that meeting in Knoxville will be on Friday, July 29th. Again, 8:30 registration, 9 to noon meeting. But make sure you call the County Extension Office, 641-842-2014, and let them know that you do plan to attend on Friday the 29th.
Thanks to Steve Johnson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.